portraiture, at least to me, is one of the hardest things to do. A picture says as much about the artist as it does about what the artist is taking a picture of. And I think that especially comes out in pictures of people and what you show about them and what you show around them. And I've been nervous to, throughout kind of the whole semester, to really have a relationship with specific people in Cuba. I think there was just a self-conscious element of the language barrier, kind of not having enough to say, despite being, as a whole, the nicest people I've ever met. And so this one was a challenge, and I knew that going into it. I was wandering in the old city and just kind of happened by this door that had all these planks of wood just haphazardly nailed to it, almost sealed off, but not quite. And I could just peep in and see kind of the shadows of these men running around. And the beauty of Cuba, and this seems so absurd and in retrospect, is that I felt completely comfortable just walking in. And that's exactly what I did. Broken Spanish, kind of explained to them. Maybe that was kind of bold in retrospect to already think that something could come out of that. I felt that it could. Just the energy that was going on in this carpinteria, as they call it, the state-run furniture shop. I spent a lot of time there, more than any other project, just to try to get to know this workshop full of men and what they did and how a state-run shop operated. The two guys in charge, Vincent and Charlie, which were their American names that they called themselves, were kind of, I hate to call them characters, but they were, in the way that one was very kind of sarcastic and a wise guy, and the other was very shy and sensitive. And they had been working at that shop collectively, I think for over 30 years, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, using wood provided by the state each year. And that one pile has to last the entire year. So it's a job and a structure within one that we're not used to here. I feel like within the photos, they kind of come off as these very hyper-masculine figures. But in reality, they were shy as I was. It kind of took a lot, and I would just kind of try to become as invisible as one can when they're following you around with a camera. And by the end, I brought in one of my American friends also in the house, who spoke fluent Spanish, and she was kind of translating and relaying some of the questions that I couldn't articulate to them. And that was a really great formula for us. I feel like that's kind of when I got a lot of the portraits, was when they were thinking about the answer to her and my questions. And so most of these portraits kind of caught in a moment in between talking about what they do, how they like it, and nothing too political in that vein, just simply kind of posing an interest in this life that they've lived for most of their lives.